以下读经的时间，我们今天所读的经文是启示录第三章第十四节至二十二节。
We now have our scripture reading, and today passage is from the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22.
我们一起用中文读，然后英文读出。
We'll first read this together in Chinese and then in English.
是启示录的第三章第十四至二十二节，我们一起中文读。你要写信给在老底家教会的使者，说：那位阿门的忠诚信实的见证人，神创造万有的根源这样说：我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，因为你好像温水，不热也不冷，所以我要把你从口中吐出来。你说：我是富足的，已经发了财，毫无缺乏，却不知道你是困苦的、可怜的、贫穷的、瞎眼的、赤身的。我劝你向我买晶莹的金子，使你富足；又买白衣裳，谁是赤身的羞耻不为不露出来？也买银药膏抹你的眼睛，使你可以看见。凡是我所爱的，我就责备管教，所以你要热心，也要悔改。看下，我站在门内敲门，如果有人听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我要跟他一起在一起，也要跟他在我一起吃饭。得胜的，我必定赐给他和我一同坐 在我的宝座上，正像我得了圣和我父一同坐 在他宝座上一样。圣灵向众教会所说的话，有意的就应当听。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22, we'll read this together. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works, you are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out from my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing, not realizing that you were wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen. And salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. May God bless the reader and hearer of his word.
今日陈牧师为我哋正道，题目系属灵自我满足的危险。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is the danger of spiritual self-satisfaction.
啊。I'd like you to see in verse 17 a comparison between what the Laodicean Christians say about their spiritual condition and what the risen Christ says.
我想大家去留意就是今日的启示录第三章第十七节，就讲解到今日的我们的属灵的生命，我们应该怎样去看我属灵生命，同埋应该或者很多人觉得应该去自己是怎样。
Rachel, if you don't mind, if you could show verse 17 again. Again, it's very clear if you... Again, one of my jobs is to point you to the scriptures to show you what's there and let the Spirit of God teach you.
牧师的责任就是去教导究竟圣经里面所讲的说话。
I think you don't need somebody like myself to point out to you the contrast, the comparison. Do you see it there?
那么里面实际讲解到就是说一个对比。
It's very stark. The Laodicean Christians, these are Christians, the church in Laodicea, they say, I need nothing. But what does Jesus say? Jesus says, you're wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked.
这个在启示录第三章17节就讲了一个对比，这个对比就是说当时老底家的人他怎么看他自己和神怎么，耶稣基督怎么讲他们这帮的人，就说他们觉得自己是一个富足，发了财，一样都不缺的人，但耶稣说给他们，你们是困苦、可怜、贫困、乏眼、赤身的。Let
me unpack what Jesus is saying, but I want you to see the contrast. What these Christians are saying and what Jesus is saying.
我们会讲解这个经文，但是想大家去留意就是说，究竟那班人，老底家的人怎么看他们自己，和耶稣怎么去讲他们这班人是怎样。
You know, Jesus says you're spiritually naked, and again, that's a metaphor, an analogy that the Bible again and again tells us. Spiritual nakedness means we're guilty. We're full of shame.
耶稣讲的就是说，他们这帮老底家的人，他们在属灵上是赤身露体，意思是什么？讲解就是说，他们是一帮的蒙羞，是有羞耻的人，他们有罪的人。
And the reason that's so is, of course, the Bible spells out very clearly, we're sinners, we have a record against us, we've done wrong against God, we're liable to punishment.
跟我们一样，就是说，我们是一帮的罪人，我们有做错事，我们是应该受到一个惩罚。
But not only does he say we're spiritually naked, he says we're spiritually poor, we're spiritually impoverished, poverty.
但不单止说我们是属灵上，我们是赤身露体，也都是我们属灵上是很贫乏。
And again, what Jesus is pointing out very clearly is we're impotent. That means we lack the power or control to change our condition. We can't. In other words, tying the two together, spiritually naked and spiritually poor, we can't deal with our guilt ourselves, in and of ourselves. We can't deal with our shame in and of ourselves.
所以意思就是说我们自己是没有一个能力能够去解决到我们人的属灵上的问题。
Or to put it another way, you and I, human beings, we can't change our lives. We can't make ourselves the better person we ought to be. We can't.
所以就说人本身是没有一个能力的去将我们生命变得更加好，我们人不能够去解决我们自己人生的问题。
Okay, so there's a third metaphor here. Spiritual blindness, right? There's spiritual nakedness, spiritual poverty, and spiritual blindness. It's all spelled out here in the text, right? Do you see that?
So 17节讲的就话，我哋人生入边，我哋属灵上系赤身露体，属灵上嘅贫乏，同埋我哋属灵上嘅瞎眼嘅。
Again, Jesus is pointing out to Christians. Not the last of Christians, their spiritual condition.
耶稣就讲解咗俾呢班嘅老底家，呢班嘅基督徒，佢哋点样？
And so spiritually blind means, apart from the Holy Spirit, you can't even know that you're guilty. You can't even know you're insufficient as a human being.
所以话属灵上黑眼意思就系话，如果你唔系依靠住圣灵嘅时候，你唔能够睇到自己嘅本身入边嘅罪，睇唔到自己本身嘅需要。
And you know, Jesus is saying this. And Laodiceans are saying, what are you talking about?
耶稣就,
I'm prosperous. I need nothing.
耶稣就对着老底家的人去这么说，就是老底家的教会的人就说，你在这里说什么耶稣？我是一个富足这个国家。
See, Jesus says, in spite of how well clothed you are, in spite of how rich you are, in spite of how healthy you are, he's saying spiritually, before the living God, you're actually naked, poor, and blind.
而反而耶稣跟老底家的人讲就话，无论你呢个城市入边系几咁嘅富足，几咁美好嘅时候，但系喺你边嘅内心入边，你嘅属灵上系几咁嘅贫乏，几咁嘅赤角，几咁嘅黑眼，睇唔到自己嘅需要。
And therefore, you need salvation by sheer grace.
所以就话当时人佢哋系需要神嘅恩典嘅拯救。
Well, let me put it another way. You're a sinner before the throne of God, and Jesus is saying you need sheer grace. There's no other recourse for you.
所以耶稣系同呢个老底家嘅教会同佢讲，就话你哋系一班嘅罪人，你哋喺神入边系一班嘅罪人，你哋系需要神嘅恩典去得到而拯救。
Are Jesus' words shocking to you? Are these words puzzling to you?
耶稣所讲嘅说话对你去了解嘅时候，系咪有些少觉得好似冇模糊呢？
You see, here's the problem with the Laodicea Christians. They were content. They were content when, in reality, they were desperately needy people.
问题就系话，当时老底家人佢哋觉得佢自己好有满足，佢哋觉得冇任何嘅需要，但其实佢哋系。心灵上，佢哋属灵上系需要极大嘅需要。
Right, it can't be any more clearer. Look what they say. They said to God, they said to the risen Christ, we don't need anything.
就话大家去留意，就系话当时老底家人点同耶稣讲，就话我一无所缺，我哋冇啊，我哋好好啊。
Side one. Jesus pointing out here something that I hope you grasp here. You can think all you want. That you have everything in life, and really have nothing. Nothing.
So, Jesus 所讲嘅说话就系话，你无论你点样去谂你自己嘅生命，点睇你嘅生命，你觉得自己几咁美好，但其实你内心入边系空虚。
I have I think it's a fair quiz for anyone here that's let's see, we'll make it 15 and under to make it fair. Boys and girls.I'll give you multiple choice too, okay? Who's the wealthiest nation in the world? A, China? B, Iran? C, the USA? D, all of the above? Which one?
15岁以下的小孩你们可以应该都学过的了。究竟在世界上最有钱的国家是哪个国家呢？ A, 是中国啊， B, 是伊朗啊， 3,是美国啊，四就是 ABC 都是呢。
But obviously, the United States of America, right, is the wealthiest nation in the world.
大家其实都学过的，就是说其实美国在世界里面是最有钱的国家。
And did you know also, it has the most psychologists, the most psychotherapists, the most psychiatrists in the world?
但虽然美国是一个最有钱的国家在世界上，但你知不知道其实美国里面有最多的心理学家，很多的神经学家。
People go to therapists because they're frustrated with life. Something's wrong. Money's not everything.
美国人很多美国人都要去看一个心理医生，因为知道就是说，就算有拥有这个世界，他拥有很多的东西，但是都不足够。
See, that should tell us something. Why?In the wealthiest country on earth, why are people stressed out? Why are people, even who are relatively speaking pretty wealthy, miserable?
就系话点解睇下呢个美国国家，佢有咁多个有钱嘅人，但系有钱嘅人点解佢哋需要去咁多人去睇个心理医生，去解决佢内心嘅问题咧
？See, Jesus is trying to point that out to the Laodicean Christians because they've been deceived, they've been fooled.Into thinking they need nothing.
意思同一样就系话，当时嘅耶稣佢点同路底家嘅教会同佢讲，就系话你哋觉得你自己系一无所缺嘅，但其实你哋系需要去睇你自己内心入边嘅问题。
Of course, the Bible says they need to know God, right? That's what life's about. They need to know God in a very intimate, personal way, close way.
所以耶稣就同佢哋路底家人讲，就话你哋系需要去同神有接触，你哋需要去认识神。
But of course, we don't. We're rebels, right? We worship ourselves and everything else in the created order besides God.
但系我哋都系同老大家教会一样，就话我哋都系觉得唔需要神，我哋去抵抗神。
See, here's the setting. Laodicea, which by the way, you can go visit today. It's in ruins. The only thing left are these stone arches and this stone pipe aqueduct.That's it.
其实老底家咧，系一个好繁盛嘅社会。当时但而家你想去睇呢个地方嘅时候，你都可以去。但系剩翻嘅只系一啲嘅烂石，系咪一啲嘅渠
Laodicea was an affluent city. It was a banking center. It was a business center.
當時老底加伊個教會嘅地方，其實係一個好繁盛嘅地方。佢哋係好多嘅有充滿著好多有經濟嘅地方。
And the experts of antiquity tell us they were experts at woolen things, you know? Like they had this cloth and this carpet that was dark in color that was nice that people loved.
當時老底加嘅地方咧，其實佢哋好繁盛嘅，佢哋咧好多貿易咧，特別咧係有呢個嘅，譬如話海綿啊，有地氈嘅經濟。
And not only was it a great banking and trading center, it had one of the most prominent medical schools at that time.
而老底加嘅地方亦都係好出名嘅，有呢個醫學嘅學校。
And they were especially famous for these solving problems with the eye and the ears.
亦都係咧好出名咧去醫療呢個眼同埋耳嘅地方。
And see, I'm telling you these things because I hope you're connecting. Why Jesus is saying you're poor, naked, and blind? Because in the wealth of the city, physically, it was totally opposite that.
點解我同你講解呢樣嘢咧？因為咧，其實咧，耶穌就用翻佢哋自己當時佢所熟悉嘅嘢。路底加嘅地方佢係好繁盛嘅，佢哋好出名嘅耳眼嘅治療。但係咧，耶穌講乜嘢啊？耶穌話佢哋係其實係貧窮，佢哋嘅眼係黑眼。
See, Jesus using this metaphor to communicate to the people. They knew this. They knew what was going on in the city. Yet they were fooled into thinking they needed nothing.
就係話耶穌專登嘅就係用呢個嘅比喻去講解俾佢哋知，佢哋覺得佢哋所擁有嘅嘢係好繁盛，係好有滿足，係可以醫療嘅。但係反而咧，其實佢哋喺內心入邊宿靈上係缺乏。
Or to put it in short, they were lukewarm. Lukewarm to God. Lukewarm to their faith.
所以就話耶穌就用呢個比喻去講解俾我哋知，就話其實佢哋呢班係一班不冷不熱嘅人。
It's startling that the I don't know about you, but I get scared when I read the seven letters of the seven churches because Jesus reserves the severest criticism to this church, Laodicea. The severest.
其實當你睇過呢個七個教會耶穌所講解嘅呢個七個教會將來嘅懲罰，點解神所講嘅最大嘅懲罰留翻俾呢個路底加嘅教會咧？
And you know why? Because the other churches, you know, they were suffering from sexual misconduct, idolatry, some compromise to the life of faith in some way. Jesus hasn't come down so hard on them.
咁我哋諗嘅就係話，如果係最大嘅懲罰，應該就去嗰啲地方，嗰啲地方充滿著色情啊，或者有罪惡啊、淫亂啊，或者好多犯罪嘅。點解耶穌唔係話講嗰啲教會應該受最大嘅懲罰咧？
But the strongest words from the risen Christ of condemnation, of criticism, was reserved for the Laodicean church.
但反而嘅神嘅最大嘅懲罰，講到將來七個教會最多嘅懲罰，反而係留翻俾呢個老底加嘅教會。
You know, it's a brief portion of the chapter, 8 verses. But did you notice that there are no compliments? Last week we saw Sardis, and there we saw Jesus said, "You do this good." Over here, you don't do this very good. Here he doesn't do that. He says no, there's no good.
但如果當你睇個經文嘅時候，呢個講路底加嘅地方。如果你上一個禮拜你同我哋一齊嘅時候，講緊呢個上個唔同嘅教會嘅時候，最少耶穌都話另一個教會佢都有做啲咩嘅好，但有咩嘢係唔好。但係呢個禮拜我哋所睇嘅路底加嘅教會就係話耶穌由頭到尾都冇講一樣佢哋好嘅嘢。
So this letter is a stern letter from the risen Jesus to the church.
所以呢個經文呢個講解嘅就話，呢路底加教會係一個好嚴厲嘅一個嘅講解。
So the question you and I need to ask is this: Why? Why does the resurrected Jesus have such a strong reaction to the church at Laodicea?
所以我哋就要去睇就話，點解耶穌基督對呢個路底加教會咁係有講過咁大嘅應該有嘅懲罰咧？
Did you notice a strong action verses 16 and 17? Rachel, if you don't mind, if you go back to 16 and 17.
將我哋睇第16節同第17節。
It's really shocking, right? So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will what? Spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing, not realizing that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
我再次看就是耶稣基督他怎样讲耶路底加教会的人就说他们知你们是怎样他说在第十六节就说你既如温水也不烂也不宜所以我必从我口中把你吐出来也都跟着第十七节讲就说他就说你说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷黑暗赤身的
A slide 3 please. Do you get the picture here? These Christians were complacent, spiritually, lukewarm. Their attitude amongst them were, I'm self-satisfied spiritually. I don't need anything.
大家能夠看到呢,就是說當時路底加教會的基督徒,他覺得他自己很有滿足,他們覺得自我有沒有什麼缺乏。
So what does that mean? What does being lukewarm mean? What does being complacent or self-satisfied, what is it, spiritually, what does it mean?
那一個基督徒很自我滿足,或者說不冷不熱的基督徒,意思是什麼呢?
Well, to know what something means, we got to know what doesn't mean.
我們需要知道這個其實不冷不熱的基督徒意思是什麼,我們需要看看他們不是什麼。
Jesus is not saying here, a lukewarm Christian is a hypocritical person. He's not saying that.
耶穌基督說這群不冷不熱的基督徒,不是說他們是一群虛偽的人。
Right, he's not talking about the hypocrite here.
他們說不是他們這群路底加的人,他們是一群虛偽的人。
Right, a hypocrite says, I'm a Christian, you know, I'm a decent person, and then they're cheating on their spouse. That's a hypocrite, right?
虚伪的人就是说,譬如说,一方面他说自己是一个基督徒,另一方面可能他背着自己的太太,外面有另一个女人。
Or hypocrite is like, you know, so I'm a Christian, I'm a moral, decent person, and they're taking money under the table, some money illegally, right?
也不是说,路底加的人,他们不是一个虚伪的人,也就是说,他们本身是很有钱的,但是自己是基督徒。 但是反而在台底下收人家有贿赂
See, here's the danger. Jesus is saying lukewarm people believe what they should believe.
但是反而不冷不熱的基督徒意思是什麼呢? 就是說他們是相信所要信的東西。
For the most part, these people are doing what they should be doing.
他們相信他們所需要所信的東西,也都是做他們所應該作為基督徒應該要做的東西。
They're living life as they ought to be, as ought to be lived, right?
他們過著一個基督徒的生命,是應該有基督徒的生命。
But, and here's the problem that Jesus is pointing out, their supreme passion in life, their highest love has been set not on Jesus, on something else.
雖然他們自己說他們是基督徒,但是他們內心裏面,他們所擁有的,所要喜愛的愛,所擁有的東西,是放在耶穌基督的旁邊。
You know what jealousy is? Jealousy, in some sense, jealousy can be good, right?
有時我們真的想很要寵愛一些別人有的東西,是有時是好的。
Right, if you're married, and you have a spouse, you ought to be jealous, in a sense, if they're going after another lover, right? You ought to be jealous, right? That's good.
譬如說見到一對情侶,他們有很好的相愛,他們一起,你很寵愛他們這樣去愛的方法。
And in the same way, Jesus is like a spurned lover. He's saying, what are you doing? How come you're not passionate about me? How come you don't have no zeal? What's wrong?
耶穌基督反而就是責罵這群路底加的教會的人就說你們屬於基督徒為什麼你們沒有去寵愛我為什麼沒有去接親近我呢?
Right, that's what the risen Christ is saying to them. He's saying there's no intimacy, there's no passion, there's no joy, there's no wonder, there's no... Why?
所以耶穌基督就跟路底加教會人說,你們稱為自己的基督徒的人,但為什麼你沒有跟我一個很親密的關係,為什麼你沒有跟我一個密切的相愛呢?
I think you get the picture, right? Lukewarm, complacent, self-satisfied people are not excited about Jesus' love for them.
作為一個不冷不熱的基督徒,或者他很自我滿足的基督徒,意思是什麼?就是說他們沒有對耶穌基督的愛很熱切。
And that's why they say, I need nothing. Because they don't want to change.
所以路底加教會人就覺得,我一無所缺,我沒什麼需要。
They believe, they know, but it's not the controlling principle that they base their living upon.
就話佢哋一班嘅基督徒，佢哋覺得佢已經相信咗應該要相信嘅嘢，但係冇覺得佢哋相信個嘅嘢係能夠管轄到佢哋嘅生命。
And Jesus says something very surprising here. If you could flip over to 5:2, he says lukewarm people are further from being hot, zealous, earnest, jealous for God than cold people. Lukewarm people are further away, he's saying.From being zealous for God than cold people.
而跟住耶稣继续去讲解，就话一班嘅不冷不热嘅基督徒，比起一啲嘅内心入边好冰冷嘅人，比佢更加差。
See, cold people, they don't believe, they don't understand the gospel, so they need to grasp and understand the gospel and see its implication for them, right?
好冰冷嘅人，即系意思即系话佢哋自己内心入边，佢未相信耶稣基督，但系佢只要需要人去讲解俾佢知，一明白啦，佢哋就能够就同神入边有个接触。
Right, cold people are like the non-believer, right? They cold in the sense spiritually, right? They need to be shown the depth of their sinfulness, right? And the love of God and God's grace for them, and then they're amazed, right? Then they're zealous for God.
这个内心里面冰冷的人就代表了一些未信的人，当他们能够去有人去讲解的时候，他们明白到他们自己内心里面的罪，明白到神里面的爱，看到他们自己应该对神有个需要，他们就能够跟神有个好好关系。
But Jesus is saying lukewarm people believe, but they don't get it. They don't get the implication of what they believe.
但耶稣基督去责骂嘅就系责骂呢班嘅不冷不热嘅基督徒，佢哋相信佢哋应该要相信嘅嘢，但系唔觉得佢所相信嘅嘢对佢生命有咩影响。
They don't see the connection to their life.
佢睇唔到就话佢相信嘅嘢点样去影响到佢哋嘅生命。
They're impervious. They're resistant to it, and they're even offended when you even mention about their lukewarmness.
他们看不到这个不冷不热的人，他自己看不到他们其实很抗拒他所相信的东西，人家告诉他们知你们是这样的人，他们会很不开心。
Or to put it another way, they're blind to their spiritual condition.
所以其实不冷不热的人，他们在这个属灵上其实是黑眼，即是看不到。
And the scary part is, Jesus says it's betterTo be cold. It's better to be cold than lukewarm. That's the scary part.
所以耶稣基督所讲嘅说话就话，若然你系不冷不热嘅，比起呢班嘅未信嘅人、心冷嘅人更加差。
Verse 16, please again. You know when Jesus used that phrase, "I spit you out of my mouth." You know when you spit something out of your mouth, what does that mean? It means you can't stand something, right? You can't stand something. You got to spit it out, right?
耶稣哥佢所讲嘅就话，我要把你从我口中吐出来。当我有嘢要吐出嚟嘅时候，即系话我对嗰啲嘅嘢，我觉得我唔中意，所以要吐出嚟。
See, that's why these are stern words from Jesus. He's saying that you're disgusting to me. You make me nauseous. If you're lukewarm.I want to vomit.
所以耶稣基督他所讲的就是说，你们这帮人是不冷不热，就好像令到我很不舒服，很不开胃，见到你我很想呕。
But he's saying this to Christians who are lukewarm.
所以就说他对着这帮不冷不热的基督徒去这样 去形容他们。
Yet Jesus continues and says that despite your intolerable condition, despite the fact that I feel nauseous when I look at you and look at that there's no good there, I still love you. That's what he says. I still love you.
但耶稣讲嘅就话，虽然我见到你哋呢班路地加人，我已经觉得唔开心、唔快乐或者唔开胃嘅时候，但系我仍然都冇离弃你哋，我仍然都系爱你哋。
He says, this is verse 18, by the way. I'm committed to you.I love you despite the fact that I'm nauseous when I look at you.
但耶稣基督所讲就话，虽然我系咁唔中意你嘅时候，我讨厌你嘅时候，但系我仍然都系爱你哋呢班嘅人。
See, that's what we see in verse 18. If you could hit slide first, go back to verse 18. I hope you again. It's very clear here. this is the words of the risen Christ to Laodicean Christians. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and the salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
虽然耶稣基督他对这个老底家的人是几咁嘅严厉的时候，觉得他们应该是几咁应该惩罚的时候，但是神也都是没有离开他们，反而就话同他们讲，在第十八节，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，有买白衣裳上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，有买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
One of the things that historians have discovered and they know about the Laodiceans was that their water supply was not very good. It didn't taste well. It didn't taste good.
咁其实咧，历史学家去睇就系话咧，老底家当时嘅教老底家当时嘅地方嘅水其实唔系咁好。
Because the aqueduct that's been found, the ruins of it, had these mineral deposits, and so the city of Laodicea, their water didn't taste too good.
其实历史学家去睇翻嘅时候咧，其实喺而家睇翻嘅老底家嘅地方，佢哋嘅水其实唔系咁好，点解咧？因为佢哋嘅水入边好多嘅沉淀物。
You see, Jesus picks his words so it can hit the heart of the Laodicean Christians.
耶稣基督就用翻佢哋嘅能够明白嘅字眼去讲解俾佢哋知，佢哋一班嘅咩人。
Right, he's saying then, you know, it's like drinking lukewarm water when I look at you.
佢意思就系话，当我见到你哋不冷不热嘅时候，就好似觉得我哋就觉得去饮呢啲咁嘅唔好嘅水。
Yet I still am committed to you. I still will stay with you.
虽然你系咁不冷不热，但系咧神话我仍然嘅都系爱你哋。
So if that's what lukewarm means, how do you know? If you fall into that trap, being lukewarm, how do you know that you're being complacent spiritually or self-satisfied?
当我哋头先刚才去讲解咗呢个不冷不热嘅基督徒系点样嘅时候，我哋就要睇我哋自己内心嘅生命，我哋系咪又系咁样嘅咧？
Well, one simple suggestion is to look at your prayer life.
我哋点知道我哋自己系咪一个不冷不热嘅基督徒？我哋就要睇我哋自己嘅祈祷嘅生命。
And the key observation is not whether you struggle with prayer, because prayer is hard. You will struggle when you pray. You will struggle to pray.
我哋唔系去睇就话，我哋有冇去挣扎？我哋喺祈祷入边当中系咪有挣扎？我哋冇系话啊，我哋好难去祈祷咧。
What's important to see is when you know you're needy, you want to pray, right? That's the key. It's the attitude towards prayer.
我哋所讲解嘅就系话，你个行动就系话，当我哋有需要嘅时候，我哋就想去祈，我哋应该就要需要去祈祷。
And not only is it the attitude of prayer that's important, it's the purpose of prayer.
我哋需要有一个态度，或者我要明白点解我哋要去祈祷。
Again, this is a suggestion as you look at your prayer life to know whether you're lukewarm or not.
佢就话我哋点知道自己系咪一个不冷不热嘅基督徒？我哋就需要睇我哋嘅祈祷嘅生命。
So if you don't ask him, you don't ask God to give you a heart for him, or if you don't plead with God for earnestness in prayer, or if you're not even concerned that you want to be near him, then you know that you got a problem.
所以当我哋去检查一下，我哋睇下我哋自己嘅祈祷嘅生命，我哋系咪好热切嘅系想去同神有祈祷？我哋系咪觉得自己有咁嘅应该有个态度，我哋需要去寻求佢，觉得我哋自己系不需咧
？For example, do you ask yourself, do you ask God for a sweeter joy in the spirit? You know, as you meet with Him, give me flood my heart, Lord, with Your love.You know, flood the room with your love. I want to know that. I want to know your love firsthand. Do you say that to him?
当我祈祷嘅时候，我哋有冇祈求就话神啊，求你嘅爱充满我嘅生命，充满着我嘅生命咧
？You know, Lord, give me a deeper sorrow for my sin. You know, I'm not sorrowful enough. I'm not truly repentant.
我祈祷嘅时候有冇好恳切嘅去祈求就话啊，我好悲伤我所做嘅错误嘅事。你有冇祈祷系好热切嘅去求神去宽恕你咧
？Or acknowledge to the Lord, I don't love people well. please, Lord, give me the strength. Give me your love so that I can love others.
或者我们祈祷的时候，我们有没有去热切地想一下，就话啊，我需要去好热，去有热心的去爱别人。
See, if you're not doing that, you're complacent. You're lukewarm.
所以如果我们没有这样的态度去祈祷的时候， 我们可能是一个不冷不热的基督徒。
There's a coolness about you that you're not desiring God. You don't want fellowship with Him.
就说我们是一个不冷不热的人， 我们不是很想跟神有一个很亲密而似的关系。
That's why it's important to ponder or meditate on God's word, like passages like Revelation 3. You know, if you discover you're lukewarm, you got to look at this passage and ponder it.
所以说，如果我们觉得我们自己是一个不冷不热的基督徒，我们需要去睇圣经，好似启示录嘅第三章，去反省我们自己系咪一个咁嘅人。
And ask yourself why. Why are you spiritually self-satisfied?
我们就去问自己，点解我哋喺属灵上我自我满足？
You see, God's not pleased with that. I think it's apparent in this passage. He's not pleased with that.
神是不喜爱这样的基督徒。
But he desires for you to turn from your way when it's to repent, as it says in the text.
但是神的，好像刚才圣经里面讲的，就是说虽然你是这样，但是神希望你能够去回转。
And I think I'm not misreading this, but he's more upset with lukewarmness than any other sin.
但我估我都不会去讲解错，就话其实神系唔喜爱呢啲嘅不冷不热嘅人多过其他唔同嘅罪。But
at the same time, he says he won't let you go. He's like the parent who loves their child, who's the child who's the prodigal, who's wayward, but the parent won't let that child go. We'll still discipline that person. You know, we'll do it out of love, right?
但神亦都好似一个父母一样，佢虽然知道佢儿子子女系做错，但唔会系放弃佢，唔会离弃佢，但会揸紧佢嘅生命去点样帮助佢哋能够成长。
Despite the fact the child was bad, the love of the parent is still there, right? Wanting to hold on, wanting to discipline, to do good for the child.
所以就无论个子女系点样做错事候都好，但系一个好好嘅父母，佢点样去揸紧佢嘅生命，点样去扶持佢哋嘅做错嘅子女，点样去帮佢哋提翻起身。
And in the same way as the text is telling us, the will of Christ for the church is not to remain in spiritual poverty, but to give you spiritual wealth.
耶稣基督其实想他们当时路德加的教会，不单止要他们自己去反省，他们知道他们自己在属灵上的贫乏，而希望他们能够重新的再起，令到他们属灵上面有一个兴旺。
He doesn't want you to remain spiritually naked and shameful for your sin. He wants to cover you with the robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督不希望当时的教会就在属灵上面的赤身露体或者去空虚，而反而希望他们能够披上这个神的公义，有一个成长。
And just like what the Laodicean city was famous for, healing eye diseases with this salve, with this balm, he says, I will heal you spiritually. To see reality, to see life as it really is, to see me.
所以耶稣基督就希望路德加教会的地方的人，他们希望他们好像他们当时的城市一样，他们能够在属灵上开他们的眼，能够看到他们自己的需要，看到他们自己的不足。
And Jesus is saying there's only one place for the cure. That's fellowship with me.
耶稣基督所说的就是说，唯有怎样能够解决到这个不冷不热的方法，就是说 人就需要去同神基督有一个关系。
There's a connection of being prosperous with being content. You know that.
一个贫穷的和一个富足的是有一个关系。
When you're content, accomplished, you say, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm saved by grace, but experientially, there's no connection, doesn't grip you, doesn't move you, doesn't resonate in your heart.
如果不冷不热的人就会觉得，我是一个罪人，我是被恩典去拯救，但是不会觉得会扎紧他们的心，不会说令到他们生命有什么改变。
That's why the danger here is the people said, I'm not needy. That's the danger.
所以一个不冷不热的危险就是说，
Because you have to see that you're desperate for Jesus.
所以说我们作为基督徒的，我们需要去明白，就是说我们自己是其实是极为需要神的恩典。
That you have to admit that you're spiritually impoverished, that your spiritual condition is unhealthy.
我们要明白，就是说我们属灵上的生命其实是不健康，我们需要，我们是有缺乏，需要神的充满。
Slide 8, please. The knowledge that Jesus loves you won't be a miracle to you if unless you know that you're needy, right?
所以如果你是不冷不热的人呢，我们呢，不会明白，就是说神的恩典，我们神的需要是其实是多么的神奇，我们要明白。
What Jesus has done for you, what the gospel says, won't move you to tears at all.
若然你不是能够真正去认识耶稣基督的时候，你不会觉得神的恩典是怎样的去移动你的生命。
Because you actually don't feel that this thing about God's grace is a miracle, that you say you're a sinner, but you don't really, it's not connected to your heart.
所以一个不冷不热的基督徒，他不会觉得他们需要神的帮助他们的成长。
And so when we hardly pray, we're self-satisfied.
所以就说不冷不热的，我们不去热切的祈祷的时候，我们不能够得到的成长。
You know, if I had a chart here and compared the prayers of Christians in the Western world versus the prayer of Christians in third world nations, you'd be appalled. You would be appalled at the bar chart and to see how impoverished we are spiritually in the Western world.
So if we have two pictures to look at, our prayer life in the Western world, 或者这个祈祷的生命在第三世界的国家，你会发现到其实是几咁嘅差异，就系话佢哋嘅祈祷系几咁嘅热切，我哋嘅祈祷系其实我哋属灵嘅生命系几咁嘅贫乏。And
not only are Christians of third world nations appalled at our lack of prayer, they are appalled at us of how much money we spend on ourselves.
第三国家嘅基督徒佢要睇就话。 他们很惊讶，就是说，其实我们作为美国的人，我们怎样用很多的钱在我们自己的生命当中有一个快乐。
And not only are they appalled about the money we spend on ourselves, they're shocked that we're afraid to even mention Jesus the Christ is my Lord and Savior at the office. They are appalled at that.
在第三世界的国家的基督徒，他们会很惊讶，就觉得，为什么美国的基督徒，为什么他们，或者西方的基督徒，为什么他们这么害怕，告诉别人，在办公室里，我是一个基督徒，为什么他们这么惊呢？
Because when they name the name of Jesus, they go to jail.
因为反而在第三世界国家的人，他们的基督徒，若然他们自己承认他们自己的基督徒，他们反而可能要去坐监。
So I point that out because we're all susceptible to lukewarmness. We are every bit like the Laodiceans.
所以想提醒大家，就是说，其实我们自己是有一个倾向性的，我们很不冷不热。
So it's important to find the cure, as I've mentioned before in verses 18 and 20. The cure is in the intimate fellowship with Jesus. That's the cure.
所以就说，我怎样能够得到这个不冷不热的医治，就是说我需要同神有这个亲密的关系。
And I already mentioned verse 18, which starts with, buy from me gold, and I think, again I'm not sure, because that phrase is kind of hard to understand, but I think it's similar to Isaiah
55:1.
It sort of means turning back to him, buying gold from him. Because Isaiah 55:1 says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
咁其实喺个第十八节讲就话，耶稣基督讲同佢哋讲就话，点样去回转嘅时候，话你我劝你哋需要向我去买嘅金子。意思即系话，我哋人系需要有个回转，系代表咗好似喺带翻喺个以赛亚书第55章第1节嘅时候就话，神就话同佢讲，你哋需要有你哋颈渴嘅人，你哋需要向我去嚟我去饮水。虽然你系冇钱。
See, Jesus is using language that the Laodiceans can relate to because it's a business center, right? So most of them were dealing in commerce, so they knew, the words that he says, buy from me gold, would register with them.
因为当时记得就话奴隶街嘅地方系一个充满咗呢个商业性嘅地方，所以耶稣基督去讲解嘅时候，都用住一个商业性嘅说话，令到奴隶街嘅人容易去明白。But
basically, Jesus is saying, turn to me, have intimate fellowship with me. You can't say you need nothing. You have to turn and repent of that.
所以耶稣基督就同奴隶街人讲就话，你需要去回转，去回转嚟我度，我能够得到你，我能够俾到你有帮助。
Let me ask you, how do you buy gold when you're broke?
我问大家就话，当你系冇钱嘅时候，点能够去买到金呢？
Because Jesus knows we're broke. He just said that in verse 17, right?
在17节讲就话，耶稣基督就话，已经同佢讲咗，你哋班人，你哋喺属灵上系其实系贫穷嘅。
And not only did he state and say we're broke, but he says we're blind. We can't work well with him.
耶稣基督佢讲就话，你哋班人喺属灵上系贫乏嘅，你哋系瞎眼嘅，你哋睇唔到嘅。
And not only did he say we're blind, he says we're shamefully naked. We can't even leave our home.
就话你哋属灵上系贫乏嘅，你哋瞎眼嘅，仍然都系赤身露体，你今世能唔能够去行出嚟？
So the important question is, how do you buy gold? How do you buy the garments and the salve, the medicine, when you're poor, blind and naked?
所以就话耶稣基督佢所讲嘅就话，佢哋呢班嘅基督徒喺属灵上，佢哋系贫乏嘅，佢属灵上系瞎眼嘅，属灵上佢哋系赤身露体嘅，佢点能够买到呢个金子咧？
Or how do you get the wealth of Christ? Or how do you get the power to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ?
所以就话点样能够当时嘅人点能够去买到呢个金子，点能够买到呢个嘅衣裳俾佢哋有衫咧？
How do you get the wisdom to see things like God sees them? You know, to see the fact that we are spiritually empty. How does that happen?
所以就话佢哋属灵上佢哋系空虚嘅，佢点能够去得到呢个嘅满足咧？
Well, it's in verse 20, the answer. And it's a very famous verse that often is used in evangelism, but that's out of context. This verse is to Christians, to the Laodicean lukewarm Christians, this verse.
答案就是他能够怎样去做到，就是说在第二十节里面当中。
Rachel, could you hit verse 20? Go back to verse 20. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him. And here's a key part of that. And eat with him, and he with me.
答案就是在第二十节，就说，我站在门外敲门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。See,
back then, in that time where Jesus lived, you know, when you invited somebody over to dinner, it wasn't like now. Back then, if you invited over someone for dinner, that meant, I want to know you well. I want to really know you. That's what it meant.
在当时地方的时候，当时的历史就话，若然一个人去邀请另一个人嚟屋企食饭嘅时候，意思即系话唔单止系想邀请佢嚟，意思即系话我想同你去认识你，我想同你有关系。
And that's really the key then to our lukewarmness. It's a desire to really sup and eat with Jesus, to commune with him, to fellowship with him.
所以讲解就话，一个不冷不热嘅基督徒就需要同神有一个嘅亲密嘅团契联合嘅关系。
And that's what you need to ask yourself today. When you sit down to pray, are you really seeking fellowship with the risen Christ?
所以话，当我哋今天我哋祈祷嘅时候，我哋祈祷嘅生命系咪好想同神？
Because I'm afraid to say, most of the time when we pray, it's like a business transaction. We just want to ask for God to do something, right? That's all we do in our prayers. We just ask. It's a business, right? God, do this. I come to worship. Give me the happy family.
我哋好多时祈祷嘅时候，我哋只系想去求到一啲嘢，我哋所想拥有嘅嘢。
Or maybe we just go to God because we're worried all the time and we use him as a therapist, like a therapist.
或者我們很多時候會祈禱的時候，我們回教會的時候，因為覺得，我們回到教會，我們能夠得到一個扶持，得到一個幫助我的生命。
You have to realize that's what your tendency is.
我們要檢查我們的生命，我們是不是這樣的基督徒呢？
And then pray and plead with the Lord, I want to change. I want to experience your love in my heart.
所以我們需要去祈禱，我們需要的認罪就是說，我是不是這樣的人呢？我需要去改。
Can you pour your love into my heart and fill this room with your love and grace?
你是不是主啊，我們去求，就是說求神給你的愛充滿我的生命。
Right? I want to know you. I want to adore you. I want to be close to you.
我們去祈禱就是說，我求神，我想去愛你，我想去親近你，我想去倚靠你。
And that's what Jesus is saying in verse 20 is, if you do that, I'm right there at the door already. I'm already there.
所以耶稣基督就说，如果你能够这样祈祷的时候，我已经站在你的心门当中。
You don't have to come and knock on the door. I'm there already. You don't have to knock and say, please, Lord, have fellowship with me. I'm there already for you.
你不需要去敲这个门，就说神啊，求你来我生命当中，你帮助我啦。但若然你其实你能够去悔改的时候，神已经其实在你的心门那里等着你。
That's the key. That's the cure.
这个就是一个解决的方法。
Girls, if you could hit slide 10. The last thing he says in the letter is verse 21. I will give you the right to sit with me on my throne, says the risen Christ, to these Laodicean lukewarm Christians.
而当时耶稣基督就同一班嘅不冷不热嘅人就讲就话，若然你能够去悔改，去咁样做嘅时候，去爱神嘅时候，你就能够得胜，你能够就喺坐喺呢个宝座上同我一齐坐席。
The Apostles' Creed, sometimes we recite it. It says there that he was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty.
在《使徒信条》我们都读过，就是说耶稣基督他怎样的去牺牲，他怎样钉在十架上去死，去埋葬，而之后三天他复活，怎样去升天，而之后坐在神的右边。
Let me ask, why would we be invited then? He's saying we're going to be co-regents, co-rulers with the risen Christ for all eternity. That's what he's saying. If you're a believer, you're going to do that with him.
他说，若然你是相信他的时候，你能够同他一同的去坐席，一同的去管理这个世界。
So why? Why would he invite us to be the co-ruler of the world?
神怎么会邀请我们同他一起去管理这个世界呢？
Because everything he's done is for you.
因为他已经为了我们做了一切。
He ushered humanity into heaven.
他已经做了一切，他已经是升天。
And he says, I want you to have everything I have.
耶稣基督就是想希望我们能够，他有，希望我们有他所拥有的东西。
That's why he uses the term the white robe. You know what that white robe means?
所以耶稣基督所说就是说，我希望你们能够披上这个白的衣裳。这个白的衣裳是什么意思？
He says, you can get that white robe. I'm going to clothe you that white robe.
意思是说，当你能够接近我，相信我的时候，我能够将这个白的衣裳去披在你的身上。
And the reason he can say that is because he was stripped naked on the cross, right?
大家就记得就话，当他去十架上去受苦的时候，他是被赤身露体。
Do you know why you can have spiritual wealth instead of being spiritually impoverished?
为什么我们能够去得到一个属灵上的一个富足呢？
It's because he became poor so that you can become rich.
因为他去谦卑他自己，能够让到我们能够去属灵上有一个富足。
Do you know why you can have sight why you no longer have to be spiritually blind? Do you know why?
为什么我们不作为基督徒的时候，我们不会再在属灵上瞎眼呢？
Because they blindfolded him before he was crucified, and they slapped him around, they beat him up.
因为耶稣基督他在十架上，他被除掉他的衣服，被他们蒙起他的双眼。
They mocked him, right? The soldiers mocked him. They beat him up. They said, they pounded his face. They blindfolded him. They said, go ahead, prophesy.
他当时耶稣基督他钉在十架上的时候，他被人哋去除掉他嘅衫，将块布遮住佢个头，去打佢，让佢睇唔到。
And he was stripped naked, so that you could be clothed in his righteousness.
耶稣基督在十架上当中, 他赤身露体, 好叫我们今天作为基督徒的能够披上这个衣裳。
That's setting one's love on someone intensely, right?
这就是一个神怎样去爱我们的生命。
Let me close with this. Paul, God through Paul, Apostle Paul writes in Romans 12, make yourself a whole living sacrifice to God, which the NIV says is your reasonable service.
就说在个, 保罗就是怎样去讲解, 就是说保罗在十二章的第 在罗马书的第十二章第一节讲就说，耶稣基督，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭。
And Paul's saying the same thing that the risen Christ is saying here. It doesn't make sense if God, through Jesus, his Son, gave you everything, why are you holding back on him?
意思就是说神已经透过耶稣基督去给到他一切给到你了，为什么你还是没有跟随他呢？
Because the only then, the only reasonable thing to do would be to do what God says, to give of yourself completely to God.
因为其实是很合理当然的，既然神已经给到他一切给到你了，你应该很合理的将你自己去放低去跟随神。
Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，感谢你的话语。
And even your stern words found in Revelation 3.
我们甚至在启示录的第三章里面很严厉的说话当中。
Father, if we're honest with ourselves, we all know we tend to be like the Laodicean Christians who are lukewarm.
我们都应该很认清去承认自己，究竟我们生命当中是不是一个不冷不热的基督徒。
And so, Lord, you're not pleased when we're in that condition.
我们知道就是说，若然我们不冷不热的时候，主你是不喜爱。
So Father, help us to draw near you to see that the cure for our lukewarmness is intimate fellowship with you.
所以主求你帮助我们，让我们明白就是说，我怎么去解决这个不冷不热，就是需要有同神有一个团契的关系。
And help us, Lord, to know that you're right there at the door. We just have to not keep it shut, but you have to come in and sup with us.
所以我们的意思就是说，我们需要在你入面当中，我们打开你的心，因为你已经在门里面去敲门。
In a few minutes, Lord, we're coming to your table.
而之后我们都有一个圣餐的时间。
Where once again, you invite your people to come sup with him.
我们再一次都明白就是说，主你都是邀请。 特别是邀请的基督徒去领这个圣餐。
And so, Lord, help us not to delay, but to come running, to plead, to know that we're a needy people, desperate need of knowing you.
所以让我们去很热切的、很快的去省察我们自己的生命，我们一班是一个需要的人。
And then our lukewarmness, Lord, will fade away into zealous zeal for you.
我们是一班有需要的人，我们是需要你的爱去充满我们，让我们能够去赶走这个不冷不热的心。
We pray that for Jesus' sake.
我们这样祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈祷。
Amen.
阿门。